A new report from the University of Utah estimates this year's Sundance Film Festival generated an overall economic impact of $86 million to the state, providing $6.9 million in tax revenue. Sundance's co-managing director, Laurie Hopkins, said that represents an increase of $16.5 million from the previous year. The study says 45,000 people who attended the festival spent nearly $64 million. That's about $7 million more than in 2013. Attendance has remained about the same for the past 4 years. The economic impact was the highest since 2009, attributed in part to researchers counting 6 extra months of spending by the Sundance Institute. In a KPCW interview on Friday, Hopkins said they analyzed the differences in spending by attendees compared to 2013.
So we like to look at the average, and over the last 5 years, the average economic impact to the state has been $74 million. So, and that increase of $16.5 million, we always dig into the why it goes up, the why it goes down. And this year it looks like there was an increase in lodging. So our out-of-town visitors actually stayed on average about a day longer than they did last year. And we're thinking that might be because it was over a long weekend.
Their survey also found that of those who attended, 11,000 planned to return to Utah as tourists. They looked at other demographics among the attendees, such as males versus females.
In terms of demographics, it is true. This past year, it looks like it was slightly higher, 52% female, 48% male. But once again, I go back to that five-year average. It really tends to be an even split of audience members. And in terms of where they're coming from, it looks like usually it's about 70% of the attendees are from out of town, out of state. And then right around 30% are in state. And we're getting a lot of people from California and New York. And then in terms of those that come from out of the country, it really is a lot of Canadians and Australians.
Hopkins said that the festival also generates some 1,400 to 1,500 jobs a year. She said they also have some good numbers on the value of publicity.
We have another third party that we go to for that number called Cision, and the publicity value this year was over $65 million. And so what that does is we look at how much our story gets out there from the time we announce the films in late November, early December, until after the festival. So it's great. We had about 940 press from 29 different countries this year attend the festival.
The festival was held January 16th through 24th at 4 Utah locations, marking the 30th year an event that brings Hollywood stars and international attention to Utah. In November, Utah Governor Gary Herbert honored Sundance founder Robert Redford for his cultural and economic contributions to Utah. At Thursday's Park City Council meeting, the managing directors Hopkins and Sarah Pierce presented the economic impact study. Park City Mayor Jack Thomas and City Council thanked the Sundance representatives for the crucial role Sundance plays in Park City's economy. Next year, the festival is scheduled for January 22nd through February 1st. That follows an agreement with the city reached last year that the festival dates will not step on the weekend around Martin Luther King Day.
It's 4 out of 10 festivals we're going over the Martin Luther King weekend, and now we won't be on those weekends. We'll always either go a week later, or if it's one of those years that's on, we'll stick with the regular schedule.
That's Laurie Hopkins, the co-managing director of the Sundance Institute. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.